ministry in West and Central Africa is dealing with some challenges that come with the territory. I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer today on Mission Network News. Although a group of people in this region have been part of the challenge, there's also been spiritual revival. Also be listening to hear about a new ministry partner engaged in discipleship outreach. It's news you won't hear anywhere else today on Mission Network News. 5 years after Al-Qaeda-linked terrorists invaded northern Mali, authorities still have not been able to eradicate them completely. But Mali is not unique. Western Africa has seen its fair share of violence and instability. It's a difficult place for ministry, and the gospel is needed here. Abdoulaye Sango is the International Director of West and Central Africa for Transworld Radio. He says,
Islam is one of the challenges of the church in West Africa, and also diseases, evangelism of unreached people groups, children ministry is also a challenge because most of the children are also from Muslim families.
Despite resistance, the radio ministry is having an impact. Once, Sango was visited by an imam who told him he'd been listening to TWR's broadcasts every night in his mosque and said he was hearing the word of God.
So that was awesome to see that it's not only in families, but even in a mosque, an imam can listen to the word of God.
If you'd like to make a difference, here's how.
What we need first is prayer, because we are in a battle. Battle for the hearts of people in our area, in our region, in Muslim area, because that is the main challenge for us.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Aches, fevers, malaria. In Uganda, the prescriptions are all the same. Go see a witch doctor. Tasso Zinidi says there's usually nowhere else to go.
There is one nurse for every 5,000 people, so there is a great lack of nursing professionals who can offer basic medical services in the villages, in the local communities.
That's why AMG International is stepping in. Their two-year program will help prepare nurses so that families have someone to look to other than the witch doctors.
We'll provide both the medical training that they need and also give them some practical help as to how to share the love of Christ with people who are interested in the gospel.
The school plans to open in May, but there's still plenty to do. In addition to financial needs, they need to find instructors that'll invest in students.
We are confident that he's going to provide what we need in the next few months to finish what needs to be finished.
After years of preparation, the doors of the nursing school are only months away from opening, and AMG believes Uganda will see the love of Christ in new and striking ways.
When we can see that lives can be saved and then touched for this earth and for eternity, that is exciting.
Get connected with more information at missionnews.org. And finally today, we introduce you to a new ministry partner. Global Disciples has been in ministry for over 20 years, and they do exactly what they say, make global disciples. Josh Kiefer, Global Disciples Executive Vice President of Global Development, explains.
The goal at the end of the day is for Global to help to partner with local churches around the world in sending out and equipping church planters and disciple makers to take the gospel into some of the hardest areas where the gospel has not reached yet or where there is not a reproducing fellowship.
Their programs involve local discipleship missions training, and the result is a church planting domino effect. Kiefer met one such church planter at an event.
He said, "You see that gentleman over there? That's second generation. He's now running a discipleship mission program from a group of church plants that our church originally set out to do." And he goes, "And you see that young woman over there? That's third generation. That's from the church plants of that gentleman right there." And that, to me, is the power of this model, is the power of multiplication.
And you can learn more about Global Disciples today at missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.